Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to our dinner cabaret.
We thought initially that this would be a great way to get the folks from the parish together and friends and guests and just have a great time. And it was a great success that first year. We did it again last year. And of course, it's been a great success for this weekend as well. So we thank you all for your support and for your attendance tonight. This year was a little bit unique in that because of the busy professional schedules of the singers who float around this parish, it's a lot of negotiation with agents and international talent brokers. And we were not able to get everyone together on the same night until 2032. So we thought we would just go with a select program tonight and an equally select program tomorrow night. So if you enjoy the dinner and you enjoy the music, it's a whole different show tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. So we invite you to come back if you like. There are some tickets available. You can talk to me and I'll give you a deal on the tickets if you want to come back. How's the ball game going, folks? What is it? 1-0 sec. Could go either way, right? You read the score the next day, you think you're watching a football game, right? Anyway, there's that as a diversion. You can blow your data account or get the Wi-Fi password from someone. Oh, you're using St. James. Sandy knows the Wi-Fi password if you need it, and she'll get that to you. We've got a lot of stuff coming up in and around Old South here the next few weeks. We have Brass Roots is doing their concert here Halloween night. We're not sure that was a good idea or not, but we're going to see what happens. And that's a 7:30 show, a Halloween-themed concert in the church on the Friday night. Over at the church across the way, Church of the Epiphany, our son Adam has got a Donnelly play that he's adapted from a James Rainey short story next weekend. So if you're interested in that, talk to me. It's a very cool story, Sleigh Without Bells, that he's adapted into a monologue. And then beginning of November, we were able to secure Katie Clark, Paul Grambo, Keedra Ryan, myself, and Adam. We're doing our Colleening songs. These are contemporary songs based on the poems of Colleen Thibodeau, and they are very cool. We haven't played them in 12 years, and we rehearsed them this week, and we realized they are very cool songs. So if you're interested in that, see me about that. Lots of stuff going on as well. But you can see that the food is starting to come out, and we should get things going. Oh, just to tell you, tonight we have a decades trip. We're going to take you through the last 100 years twice, and it'll be kind of interesting. First half, second half. This was a program we put together for Elmwood Presbyterian. They really enjoyed it, and we think you will too. Tomorrow night, we have Duncan Sizeland, because the Sizelands were having a little trouble sharing the bill, agents, you know, it's a tough thing. And then we have Victoria Piovesan, and we have Suzanne Grant, or Natalie Grant, or Natalie Howard, but it's all the same person. Why don't you just wave there, Natalie? There we go. Natalie will be leading the show tomorrow night. So if you'd like to come back, we'd love to have you back. So we have the Westminster Grace on your tables there. There aren't quite enough for everybody, so it will necessitate some camaraderie and sharing. And I'm wondering if Katie could give me a little bouncy D back there. This is sort of where I thought. There we go. So if you were at church on Sunday, you will remember this one. And if you weren't at church on Sunday, we'll sing it twice through and you can catch us on the second time. Two, ready, and. Thank you for the earth that yields all we need from trees and fields. Thank you for the food before us, soul and body you restore us. One more time from the top. Everybody remember it? And feel free to take it home and put it on the fridge or something like that. Two, ready, last time. Thank you for the earth that yields all we need from trees and fields. Thank you for the food before us, soul and body you restore us. Beautiful wonderful singing, everyone. Paul Graham and I were out in Newfoundland this past June, and we took that out there and gave some copies away. So we can imagine folks on the rock singing that as well. And there are guitar chords, very easy guitar chords, for when Jeff Chaplot takes his first guitar lesson. Jeff, they're all first position guitar chords. You'll be great. So nice to see everybody tonight. How are we doing, John Sizeland?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So John and his crew are the brains behind this operation tonight. Let's have a big hand for everybody who's helped with the setup. We hope you enjoy the meal tonight. We're going to do our first set just after the main course, and then we'll break and have some dessert, and then we'll do our second set after dessert. So enjoy yourselves tonight. Thanks again for coming, and have a great time. Thank you. How's dinner, everybody? Fantastic. Let's show our appreciation one more time to John Sizeland and the fabulous kitchen team. And of course, just so they don't feel left out, it's Steve and Janice Main there at the bar. So as I said earlier, we're going to take you through the last 100 years twice tonight. And we thought we'd start with Katie Clark here, and we're going to go through movie songs. Yeah. It was kind of a cool set, and you have to be honest at the end. You have to tell me if you recognized all of them. There's a bunch. And when we get to the Deep Cuts Disney medley, I'm not sure we're going to have you with us. But I bet you all know this first one from the first talkie.
The very first talkie, the jazz singer from 1927, yes.
Skies from now on. Now
tumble all around. Heaven opens her magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found. Was from The Wizard of Oz from the year 1939. It was a good year for movies. That was also the year of Gone with the Wind. So at the time, Wizard of Oz was not considered to be a major commercial hit. It was like a little too weird for most folks, but obviously it's become a major classic since then. We've got another wonderful one coming up from the 1940s. I'm not going to tell you what song it is. I'm not going to tell you what movie it's from. So you get to guess.
On that you can rely.
hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. On that you can rely. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or movie that one's from? Casablanca! Yes! Yes, of course. Casablanca. So, of course, the most famous line from that movie is, "Play it again, Sam." Unfortunately, that line doesn't show up in that movie anywhere at all. They say, "Play it, Sam." They say, "You played it for her, you can play it for me." But nobody ever says, "Play it again, Sam." This next one was originally written for the movie Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. I mean, that's never been my experience, but...
Good line, good line.
If you're of my generation, then you might know this from Moulin Rouge, which is going to make a reappearance later in the set when we hit the 2000s. But here's one that was originally for Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
So who's keeping track of the decades?
This is 50s, yes. They delight in fighting duels, but I prefer a man who lives and gives expensive jewels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay humble flat, or help you at the automat. Men grow old as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shaped, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. A well conducted makes a maiden's heart beat quicker. But when the rendezvous is through, these stones still keep their flicker. There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks are high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Now, we've got two in a row here that come from movies that both starred Robert Redford, whom we very recently lost. A real loss. Wonderful actor. The Sundance Film Festival is such a great institution, and that was his baby. So we've got two back-to-back right here in honor of our dear friend Robert. One from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which is like one of my favorite movies. It's definitely in the top five. And the other one, I'm not going to tell you what it is because I'm pretty sure you're all going to know as soon as Steve starts to play the intro.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops keep falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way Next, you want a color memories of the way we were. Scattered pictures of the smiles we left behind, smiles we gave to one another for the way we were. Can it be that it was all so simple then, or has time rewritten every line? If we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we, could we?
Katie Clark, ladies and gentlemen. Katie Clark.
Steve Hollowitz.
So we're going to give Katie a little bit of a break as we're halfway into the modern era. And we'd like to welcome Jack Zeisland.
So I received a very different assignment from the Decades assignment. Initially, we were told to pick a single artist to build a set list around. So the artist I picked for this evening is Dusty Springfield, someone I've always been a very big fan of for, you know, the big hair and the dark eyes and the unapologetic attitude. There's just something about a strong personality and a strong character that I think reads even when they're only singing.
So I apologize to Jack because the assignment did change, but that was all Paul Grambo's fault. So just so you know, Paul and I had a great Frank Sinatra program that we're going to save for another time, right? How many are Dusty Springfield fans? Yeah. I have to admit, I didn't know the music, and Jack has just been a wealth of information. We've had a blast rehearsing these tunes, and we're going to do two right now.
So we're going to start with her first ever top 40 hit that charted in both the UK and the US, because something that's going to become a theme is they never really quite aligned, and it's why her career never quite picked up into the 70s, is that what was a hit in the US wasn't a hit in the UK, and what was a hit in the UK wasn't a hit in the US. So it made it difficult to tour and difficult to become commercially successful. So this one is based mostly on Motown and Phil Spector's Wall of Sound. So this is I Only Want to Be With You.
Covered by the Bay City Rollers, just so you know.
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so. I only know I never want to let you go. Cause you started something, oh can't you see? That ever since we met you had a hold on me. It happens to be
be true. I only want to be with you. It doesn't matter where you go or what you do. I want to spend each moment of the day with you. Oh, look what has happened with just one kiss. I never knew that I could be in love like this. It's crazy, but it's true. Oh, I only want to be with you. You stopped and smiled at me and asked if I cared to dance. I fell into your open arms and I didn't stand a chance. Now listen, honey, I just want to be beside you everywhere. As long as we're together, honey, I don't care. 'Cause you started something, oh, can't you see? That ever since we met, you had a hold on me. It matters what you do. I only wanna be with you. You stopped and smiled at me and asked if I cared to dance. Then I fell into your open arms and I didn't stand a chance. Now listen, honey, I just wanna be beside you everywhere. As long as we're together, honey, I don't care. 'Cause you started something, oh, can't you see? That ever since we met, you've had a hold on me. No matter what you do, no matter, no matter what you do, I only wanna be with you.
Thank you. So the next tune happens to fit into the movie's theme a little bit. This was a song originally written for the Thomas Crown Affair and is based on a French chanson. And Dusty Springfield was very resistant to sing this song. She did not like how it sounded in the movie at all. But her producer was quite confident that it was going to win the Academy Award for Best Song that year. So she was convinced to do it. She moved the lyrics around a little bit, slowed down the beginning, gave it a bossa tempo to make it feel more like her own music. And what ended up happening is the producers printed two copies of the 45. One where it was the A-side with a listing saying Academy Award winning song. And a second where it wasn't. And the male workers at the Atlantic Records in New York were told to watch the Academy Awards, and as soon as the winner was announced, ship out the appropriate version. So this song won, and because of that, a 45 by Dusty Springfield is The Windmills of Your Mind.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon. Clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone. Like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples of a pebble someone tossed into a stream. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shoreline, leave their footprints in the sand. In the sound of distant drumming, just the fingers of your hand. Pictures hanging in the hallway, like a fragment of a song. Oft-remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair. Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, in an ever-spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
Jack Sizeland, ladies and gentlemen. Jack will be back in our second half. But that's an excellent segue back to Katie Clark's History of Movie Music.
Hello, I'm back. So the story that I forgot to tell you when we were doing our song from the 1960s, which was Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, that was actually the first song I ever tap danced to. I was 4 years old. I had a little pink skirt on and a little rainbow umbrella. I remember the first eight counts, which were like, bounce, bounce. I was four, you know, it was not very complicated. And then there was like a tick-tock step. And there is video footage somewhere of the part of the dance where we all had to put our umbrellas down for a bit and then dance and then go back and get our umbrellas. Well, this other girl took my umbrella. That one was my umbrella. And so there is video footage of me following this girl around the stage being like, excuse me, that's my umbrella. Give me my umbrella back.
Always the consummate professional.
Absolutely. So this next one, I told you that story because this next one comes from the only movie on the list I actually haven't seen. So this is from Footloose. This is our 1980s song. I know. I have to watch Footloose. I know. But it's a great song, so I hope you enjoy it. Much to say, but he loves me, loves me, loves me. He knows that he loves me anyway. And baby, he don't dress fine, but I don't really mind. 'Cause every time he pulls me near, I just wanna cheer. Let's hear it for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand. watching in the 90s were almost exclusively Disney movies. And actually, looking back, there is some really beautiful music in those movies. So we have a medley for you here tonight. It is a Disney medley. All three of these songs are by Alan Menken, who wrote a lot of the music for Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast and Mulan and... Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So these are somewhat deep cuts. The three movies we've got here are Pocahontas, Beauty and the Beast, and Newsies, which is now also a really, really great Broadway musical. So I hope you know some of these. They're three of my favorites, and enjoy. What I love most about rivers is you can't step in the same river twice. The water's always changing, always flowing. But people, I guess, can't live like that. We all must pay a price. To be safe, we lose our chance of ever knowing what's around the river bend, waiting just around the river bend. I look once more just around the river bend, beyond the shore, where the gulls fly free, don't know what for. I dream the day might send just beyond the river bend for me, coming for me. So I promised that Moulin Rouge was going to reappear. It's going to reappear now. We're hitting the 2000s. Moulin Rouge was mostly a jukebox musical, so mostly pre-existing songs from other places, like Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, Like a Virgin, Your Song, the Elton John song. But this is the one song that was actually written originally for the movie of Moulin Rouge, which, like Newsies, is now a super successful Broadway musical. So, you know, I think it's still running on Broadway right now. So if you happen to be in New York, go see it. Apparently it's great.
Come.
Thank you. We've got one more for you tonight. We've decided the 2020s aren't over yet, so we didn't pick one for the 2020s. But we've got a really good one for the 2010s. This one is from La La Land, which, like, almost won the Academy Award for Best Picture, I guess. I felt really bad for Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway in that moment. Like, oh, that was brutal. But it was still a great movie, and this is the opening number from it, Another Day of Sun. Him at the Greyhound station west of Santa Fe. We were 17, but he was sweet and it was true. Still, I did what I had to do, 'cause I just knew. Summer Sunday nights, we'd sink into our seats right as they dimmed out all the lights. A Technicolor world made out of music and machine. It called me to be on that screen and live inside each scene. Without a nickel to my name, hopped a bus, here I came. Could be brave or just insane, we'll have to see. 'Cause maybe in that sleepy town, he'll sit one day, the lights are down. He'll see my face and think of how he used to know me. Climb these hills, I'm reaching for the heights, and chasing all the lights that shine. And when they let you down, you get up off the ground. 'Cause morning rolls around and it's another day of sun. Hear them every day, the rhythms in the canyons that'll never fade away. The left by those who came before. They say you've gotta want it more. So I bang on every door, and even when the answer's no, or when the money's running low, the dusty mic and neon glow are all I need. And someday as I sing my song, a small town kid'll come along. That'll be the thing to push him on and go, go. Find these hills, I'm reaching for the heights, and chasing all the lights that shine. And when they let you down, you get up off the ground. 'Cause morning rolls around and it's another day of sun. Everybody.
Thank you very much, Katie Clark. So there, you're up on your movie trivia now, and go play some trivia game tomorrow night in some nice pub. Or you could come here and hear our other surprise show tomorrow night. It's dessert time, which you'll be looking forward to. And if you thought that was entertainment, just wait, because we are bringing back Jack Sizeman in the second half, and Paul Gramble will take you through the 20th century in music in his own inimitable way. So enjoy your dessert, and we will be back shortly with the second set. Thank you so much once again for Katie Clark.